So this is a story I'm working on for Marketplace. So the story isn't done. What I'm playing for you is sort of like a mixture of a rough draft and a trailer for a radio story. So,
but I think it's a great example. I mean, you stay in touch with people over time, and who knows what they're going to do. You find interesting people, and they keep doing interesting things.
Yeah, I mean, I did my first story on NPR about JT 2007. So
7 years later.
I'm just going to play this for you.
JT Nesbitt was at the height of his career when he lost everything. In 2005, he was one of the top motorcycle designers in the world. His picture graced the cover of magazines. Celebrities sought out his extravagantly expensive bikes. Even the Prince of Bahrain invited him to his palace. But while he was there, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and destroyed the shop where JT's bikes were built. 7 years later, JT was broke, about to take a job waiting tables, when a stranger showed up on his doorstep. Neither of them knew that out of that first meeting, a plan would emerge that would change both their lives. Now, they're on a quest to reinvent two American industries. Like many great New Orleans stories, this one begins in a bar in the French Quarter at a place called Molly's.
Yeah, we were at Molly's.
That's Jim Jacoby. As a lover of design, he was a big fan of JT's motorcycles. And in 2012, he happened to be in New Orleans. So he looked JT up and asked if he could buy him a beer. He was surprised to find out that JT hadn't built a motorcycle in over 7 years. So there at the bar, Jim asked JT a question. What would you do if you could do anything?
Strangely, as if it were rehearsed, he had his notebook with him and pulled it out.
I always carry my sketchbook with me, always.
That's JT. He made Jim swear on his grandmother's eyeballs that he wouldn't tell anyone what he was about to show him. Then he opened up his sketchbook to a drawing of a strange-looking motorcycle. One that JT claimed would reinvent motorcycle engineering in profound ways.
He was blown away and he said, wow, how much would it cost to build one of those? And I immediately knew the answer because this is all I've been thinking about for 8 years. And then he says, well, how much to build three of them? That's when I took pause and furrowed my brows, like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
At some point in this conversation, maybe three beers in, maybe four, Jim decided that he wanted to help JT turn his sketches into reality.
It's unacceptable that somebody like JT would be sitting here waiting, unable to do what he's capable of doing. And if we don't capture this in people like JT, and we'll have lost something incredibly American and something incredibly valuable.
What I saw was a motorcycle that basically challenges many, many engineering precepts that go back 120 years. This is a guy who not only stepped back to square one, but then he stepped out of the square.
So that's sort of a rough draft. But JT's here, and I thought it would be really cool to have him talk about this motorcycle, because this, the truth is that this is not really a story about a motorcycle. The motorcycle is really just sort of a byproduct of this much bigger idea to... this is going to be hard to explain, but to try to bring humanity back into the digital world where we are increasingly spending more of our lives in. So what you'll find out later in the story is that Jim Jacoby is actually he's a tech guy. He made a good bit of money starting a tech company called Manifest Digital that built websites and did social marketing for like really big companies like McDonald's and stuff like that. And he had a sort of epiphany where he realized that he hated his job and he didn't think that what he was doing was serving humanity in an important way. And so, you know, he came across JT at a time when he was looking for a way to try to train engineers, software engineers and web developers to look at their job the way that a master craftsman would, because if you do work and you don't sort of love it and you don't appreciate the value of the work itself, then the product that you make is going to be inferior. And because the product that these people are making is an infrastructure in which we live in. I mean, we live in the digital world. Our human interactions are mediated by technology. And so if the technology is not built with a humanist eye, then we, in a sense, become less human. And so this is a really big problem. And his idea to solve this problem is to study the way that this motorcycle is being built. And I want JT to come up and maybe just help us explain. So do you want to come up and bring your sketchbook? And
just for a second.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, JT Nesbitt.
I'd like to start with a pretty important statement.
And that is that what I do is more important than who I am. And I think that ties into the problem with the digital world, is that celebrity is prioritized over the work. So it's more important who you are than it is what you do. I am what I do. That's what comes first. And if I'm teaching the digital people a lesson, I think that would be it. But the interesting thing is that in the world that we live in today, I think that innovation comes from without. It doesn't start inside an industry. And isn't it interesting that so many people want to cling to the 20th century so desperately, when the one lesson that the digital world is teaching us is that the 21st century, things are different now. They're not the same. And motorcycles is an interesting place to start, because talk about a degenerative industry. I mean, there hasn't been anything new, or even new ideas. New ideas get frowned upon. People aren't interested in that sort of thing. They're interested in reliving 20th century iconic experiences.
The Harley Davidson.
I wasn't going to name names, but if you insist.
Yeah.
So what I've been able to do is step back, and for the past 8 years, think about one thing and sketch one thing, which is and center in one question: what should an American motorcycle be? Thank you.
So I think, though, that demonstrated a pretty good principle, which is that, yeah, he just said, you asked me to bring my sketchbook for radio. But yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. If you're going to be visiting somebody and talking about their family, you look at the family pictures. You want to talk to somebody about their correspondence. You have them bring the letters, you know, something to give you some grist. And, like, once you find out about it, following up and getting at the things that actually show the story, you know.